Hey, Dr. Deb Shriven here. What's healthy? We are. I just returned from sunny Jacksonville, Florida, from this amazing women's expo. And although it wasn't quite as sunny as I thought it would be, it was really an incredible time. I met so many amazing vendors there. We had people there that were talking about clean water and better sleep systems and beds that help you ground, which I'm getting one of those suckers because I want to be grounded all the time, which I do myself. I walk outside barefoot. I try to keep myself well grounded, make sure I don't have so many EMFs around me all the time. But I want to talk a little bit about this Women's Expo, because when I go to expos, one of the things that I look at is, you know, what are people selling? What are people doing there? Because when I go, I'm there just to simply help educate men and women alike about their health, things that they can be doing, whether it's balance their hormones better, reduce inflammation, reduce pain, get them sleeping, get their weight off. And this last time, I was talking about food sensitivities and how to heal the gut so that we can be healthier, so that we don't have to worry about the things that we're eating as much. I know a lot of you out there know that I lost my very, very sweet, beloved nephew, and it has really devastated me and my family, but I'm trying to use this so that I can help others so nobody else's family ever has to go through what me and my family are still going through. And so that's what I was there doing. I was actually invited to speak on stage, and it was an incredible thing. It was an incredible experience being able to be up there and having the people, you know, just really engaged and excited about talking about health and food sensitivities and gut health in particular and reduction of inflammation and so on and so forth. But it was really interesting because one of the things that I learned was when I was there, I thought women and men, because I saw a lot of guys with holding their girls' purses and their food walking behind them, which was really super sweet. But, you know, I thought people were going to be there to talk about, you know, the chiropractors that were there, the physical therapists that were there, people who were selling healthier foods, healthier alternatives, all that kind of stuff, even stress relief and meditation. There was bunches of people in there doing that. But the booths that I saw that were more busy were the ones that were selling purses and clothes and things like that. And I thought, what is going on in our society today, where we are more interested in these celebrities, these reality TV show personalities? Like JWoww was there. So when she was speaking, everyone was like, but you know, when other doctors were speaking or when other people were up there, there was much fewer people. And so I thought, gosh, what is going on in our world? We need to be more engaged in our health, and we need to find ways to really cut out that noise, because all of that other stuff is just really distracting. It's keeping us from being able to look at the things that are important, which is our health. Health is wealth. Wealth is health. Without your health, you have nothing. So people are jumping on these bandwagons of taking these Ozempics and Wegovys and, you know, the magic fairy dust stuff to lose weight or to sleep, you know, medications, things that are just covering up symptoms, instead of actually getting to the underlying cause of these things so that we can fix it. You know, we even see this on YouTube, on TikTok, right? All of these influencers out there that are doing all these things. But then when you see someone out there who's really trying to make a difference, you don't, they don't have as many views. And that just kind of tells us where our world here in the United States of America is today. And this goes for everything. So, you know, to help yourself, you have to learn to block out all that noise and to really be picky and choosy on who you're listening to, so you can get the right information so that you can actually get healthy and be well. I was really, really lucky. I had a representative from Nutridyne, and Nutridyne is the company that helps me formulate my nutraceuticals for my Dr. Deb brand, so we can have the best quality and the best formulas for your health. And he was there with me. So thanks, Asher Allen, for coming and spending the weekend with us out in Jacksonville. It was amazing. And also KBMO Diagnostics, who is the company that I use to help test for food sensitivities and for leaky gut, which is a gut barrier panel, which makes it so much easier for me to help my patients figure out what's going on in their bellies and what we need to do to fix it. And I just want to give a big shout out to those two companies for helping us this weekend and just really letting me help people open their eyes as to what's going on in the world. So if you're out there and you met me, you know, I'm so excited to have met you. And if you have any questions, please don't ever hesitate to reach out to me. I hope this helps. Wishing you loads and loads of love and light and health and happiness. Bye-bye.